Hello there, and welcome to The Clever Chronicles with Sophia. This is my very first show, and we're going to do many things on this show. One of the things I can do is read books. And if you have your own copy of a book, you can read along with me. Another thing I can do is invite people over, like my family or friends. Here are some of the things I like a lot. My favorite animal is the axolotl. My favorite TV show or TV shows is Full House and My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. I love my family and friends, and yeah. I have my mom, my dad, my grandpa and my grandma, my dogs, my turtle, rest in peace, turtle. What else? I also have my stepdad and my stepbrother. And yeah. Some of the things I like to do a lot of times. All I want to do is watch TV. If you're a kid, you know how it feels to have nothing to do and it's a Saturday. Or you're on break and you have nothing to do. Yeah. But usually you should make a craft. A lot of times crafting is really fun, or you could build Legos. Legos are fun. Another thing you can do is just watch TV. Yeah. TV's okay. It's nice to watch your favorite TV show, especially if you already watched the whole entire thing. Take me, for example. I already watched all of My Little Pony. And another thing I really like to do, or actually, another thing I really like to play is Fallout Shelter. And what else? That's pretty much it. I really like Fallout Shelter. Because you have to take care of people in the vault. And it's really, really fun. Yeah. And also, if you don't have anything to do, maybe you should just find something to eat. Yeah. Eating really, really keeps your mind off of some things. Or just play with your toys. For example, I have some axolotl toys. They're really fun. And, yeah. Sometimes you can just look at the expiration date of things. Find out. Yeah. Or sometimes if you're watching something, you can see what year it was made. That's sort of entertaining. That's one of the things I like to do. Yeah. What else? Also, if you're a girl, you know what Touchland feels like or what smells like or how good it feels. Or a cozy rainy day. And you can make your own little tent right next to the window while watching my pad. Yeah, it's a nice time. Yeah. It's really nice. During the springtime, it is spring around this time. Yeah, it's spring. During the springtime, it's really nice to just walk outside. Maybe take your dog on a walk for a walk. Or, yeah. Sometimes what you can do is just relax. Maybe text one of your friends if you have a phone. And, yeah. What else? It's really fun to just chill, hang out, yeah. Another thing you can do at times, maybe do a little video of yourself. Or just look at yourself in the mirror and just do funny faces. Yeah. Funny faces are fun. Or if you're a girl, you can paint your nails. If you're a boy, play some video games. Girls ages 10 usually play video games, are good into fashion, like to paint their nails sometime, and just watch TV. Usually, we read graphic novels. Graphic novels are so good. I'm reading a graphic novel right now. It's called Wings of Fire. It's really good. You should read it. I'm probably going to read aloud. Wings of Fire, the graphic novel, book one. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. I really recommend it. The graphic novel, not the normal one. The normal one doesn't have any... Well, I don't know if it has any, but I only really like the graphic novel one. I'll probably give some reviews. Like, my reviews. Like, if you like it, something because you just like it, then that's okay. But personally, I like what I like. Somebody likes something else, I'm okay with that. I'm just okay with that. I really, 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 really like... Yeah. I like reading these books because it's like... It's almost kind of like a picture book, but for older kids. It's really good. You could read one of the good graphic novel series are the Babysitter's Club books. Those are good. Or if you like the original ones, those are also really good. Another one, I also like Smile, Guts, and Sisters. Yeah, it's really good. If you're a sibling, you know how it feels, all right? Yeah. I think I'm gonna keep going, maybe like a couple more minutes. I don't know what usually the time I should probably make this. I don't know. Yeah. What else? Yeah. Another thing, if you're giving like a review, if it's your opinion, that's your opinion. If it's somebody else's opinion, you don't have to go along with them just because everybody else has the same exact opinion, or you just want to have that same exact opinion. You should do you because, well, you should do your opinion because you want that opinion, right? Yeah. Yeah. Everything is great. Everything is awesome. And let's see, what else can we talk about? Well, on this we're gonna talk about anything at all. I'll probably find some good stuff to talk about. I'm probably gonna make one of these every single day. Let's talk about, I don't know what we should talk about. What kids like. If you're a kid and you're hearing this, you know what it feels like. Okay? You know what it feels like to just do nothing and be bored. Yeah. If you're more a kid that likes to watch TV and every now and then play on their iPad, yeah. Let's see. What else can I give a review for? Ooh! My Little Pony Friendship is Magic? I highly recommend watching it. Highly recommend watching it. Because it's got that happiness you usually need for if you have a sad day, you should watch it. Because usually there's like something good, like something that'll help you through it. My Little Pony Friendship is Magic is also like, it's also kind of, well, it's educational because It teaches you about how friends and family are more important than anything. And if you're like, if you like things that are like, not like Dungeons and Dragons-ish. I don't know how to explain it. I haven't watched. Not watch. What's it called? I can't remember the word. If you don't even like play it or anything, I don't know. I don't even play it. I don't even play it. I don't, what am I talking about? What am I talking about? Yeah. My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic. It's really, it's inspirational because it's not only just for little kids. If you like something that's more for little kids, you shouldn't be afraid to watch it. It doesn't matter. You should always, you don't have to worry about what other people think of you. You should just be yourself. Don't ever let anybody make you feel bad about something that doesn't even matter that much. You are great and you are awesome. And yeah. I've got my Spike plushie with me. Spike from My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic. I like to collect some of their toys actually. My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic is a discontinued series. They stopped making it a couple years ago. Personally, I don't really like the new generation they made, but if you like it, then that's okay. That's good for you, but I like it more because it just has more of what we need. It has more villains. It has more, like, inspirational stuff. What else? Food. This is gonna get good. I'm a very picky eater, actually. Most of the time, I like to spend my time on, like, on other things, but when it comes to food,
food.
Drinks and food are delicious. We can all agree on that, right? Duh. One of my favorite things to eat is spaghetti. You can eat it with, like, mozzarella cheese, or you can eat it with Parmesan, or you can eat it even with ham. It's really good. What else? Well, about drinks, okay? If you're not a coffee person, you're more just, like, soft stuff. Like, not soft. I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, a fountain drink person? Like, you like the McDonald's Fanta or something? That's okay, but I like coffee. I like the iced caramel macchiato. It's really good. I just don't like the, if I drink it with a straw, all the chunks of the caramel get into my mouth, and I really like to just sip my drink freely, like, not no distractions, just, like, sip on it and look around, look at everything, watch TV or something, watch my iPad, play games, but I don't really like it when there's something, like, in my drink where it's, like, constantly going up, okay? Yeah. Yeah. Also desserts. desserts. Where do I start? Cake. Let's start with the cake and cupcakes. I like vanilla cake. Not so much chocolate because I just don't really like it. I kind of like the fluffiness of cake. And sometimes ever since I was little, I used to eat like the inside of the bread. I don't know what bread has to do with cake. It kind of has to do some stuff with cake, but yeah. When I was little and I still do it now, I like to take out the inside of the bread and just eat it because I don't like the Cuban bread. Like if I crunch it, it's like crunchy, you know? Let's see. Back cake. Okay. The other Today I saw one of those like candles where it's like you, it's like it opens up and it spins and it sings like happy birthday or like hums it or something. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That'd be nice on my birthday. I'm a 10-year-old. I'm gonna turn 11 in a couple of months. Yeah. Those are my nails. I did my nails. Ooh, stores. I like Target. I like the mall. A girl's Disney World. Where do I start with the mall? I've said that way too many times. Where do I start? The mall. The mall has Auntie Anne's, Starbucks. Sometimes it has like Dairy Queen. I don't know if Dairy Queen still exists in some malls. Toys. There's the Macy's. Like, there's a lot of Macy's there. Where they have, like, there's Macy's where it literally, it still has a Toys R Us in it. Like, not still has, but they put in, like, Toys R Us. Toys R Us is coming back, actually. Kinda. Yeah. I mean, I like Toys R Us. I don't know if you guys are more of the technology or you're more of a just watch TV kid, just don't really play that much with your toys. I like Toys R Us. Usually, I don't know how you guys are, but usually by the time I get a new toy, like the next day, because if it's like a collectible toy, by the next day I'm probably not even gonna play with it. I'm just gonna leave it right there on the floor, just like collecting dust. I don't know what's my problem, but usually I think technology just takes me away on a magical ride. You know how that feels. Yeah. Technology. Okay, so let's talk about technology. Actually, how did we get from stores all the way to technology? Okay, so let's get back to the stores. The mall, Girls Disneyland, right? We all know how that feels. The joy and excitement of the kiosks and the food court, duh. And just the toys, the GameStop, the fashion, the happiness. And sometimes I know I'm a little too old, but every now and then I think I might actually sneak into the kids area. I'm just saying, I mean, that slide is actually kind of fun. I'm just saying it's really fun. It's a good slide. It's a great slide. It's an awesome slide. A great slide, an awesome slide. I love that slide. What else? Okay, let's get back to the technology, okay? Technology. There's the GameStop there. I don't know what you guys think about GameStop. I like GameStop. I like GameStop a lot. There's some pretty good games there. My dad still has an Xbox One. We're trying to get it to work again. It works. It does work, actually. It really works. It still works, and it's still in really good condition. But for some reason, like, it doesn't work all of a sudden. Like, I think my dad's still trying to work on that. Probably gonna call, like, technical difficulties or something. I don't know what they call. Yeah. One of my favorite games on it is Animal Crossing, because you get to make your own little home, you get to make your island, chat with little creatures. Not the little creatures, but the little, like, animals that you can talk to. They're computerized. They're computerized, parents. and, yeah. It's really fun. Another thing you can really play is Super Mario Odyssey. Super Mario Odyssey is really good. You can travel around with Cappy. Not a capybara. I don't know what the thing is called. I haven't played it in a little bit. But the Cappy guy, something. I don't know what it's called. It's really fun. You get to travel around. Some levels might be a little hard. To me, they are, because I haven't played a bit of a long time, but still. It's really a fun game. It's a really fun game. What else? Yeah. Back to the thing about the mall. I like fashions that are more comfortable, like sweaters and like stuff that looks cute on me, like pink and stuff like that. I have brown hair. So, like, it's really nice. Because my hair's, like, long. Like, people, their hair, like the length of, like, their shoulders or something. They get to do, like, the cute little pigtails. Yeah. But pink to me is, like, my favorite color. One of my favorite colors. I have pink nails. They're, like, glittery and like... Yeah, they're like glittery nails. They're long. I think you can hear them from there. Scratch my face a little. So yeah. That's pretty much it. I really like the mall. Yeah. Like, another place you can also go to if you're more like a person that likes to save money, like, you can go to like one of those bargain stores. I don't know how you say that word. Bargain, is that how you say it? I don't know. But yeah, those stores are really good. There's some pretty good stuff. Like, every now and then, like, there's some like stuff that hasn't been opened, and sometimes there's like really pretty stuff. I got my little axolotls at a bargain store. It came with two little baby axolotls and one mommy axolotl. And I don't know how you say it, but Sleutch? I don't know. It's like, let's see. How do you say it? I still have a box because I just got it today. Shield? I don't know how you say it. It's like S-C-H-L-E-I-C-H. I don't know how you say that. But it's still pretty good. I'm gonna read books every now and then. Like, if you want to catch up with this book, like, you can read along with me. Yeah. Wait, how do we get from books to... Okay, so... There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about because I have so much to talk about, and it's going to be so good to share it with you guys. It's going to be so good. Yeah. So the mall? Yeah. Fashion, right? Didn't I just talk about that? Oh, but the store. There's some pretty good stuff that you can get. There's some pretty good stuff that you can get at the stores. And, yeah. Sorry, that was my mom that just came in. There's some pretty good stuff that you can get at the stores. And, yeah. If you're, like, a tidy person, you could like, clean your room whenever you're bored. I'm not really a tidy person. I'm more, like, a person that just, like, drops one thing on the floor and just leaves it there for, like, the next past few days. And then usually somebody comes into my room and reminds me, clean your room! Yeah. That's something. But yeah. I've been doing this for about 24 minutes. Yeah. This has been pretty good. My first video, I'm gonna go up to 30 minutes actually. Cause people like to listen and listen. And I've been listening to myself. Hope this goes far. No, I don't know nobody's gonna hear that. Nobody has even heard of me yet, but I hope I can become famous. Or at least on Spotify. Yeah. My stepbrother has a channel on YouTube. He likes airplanes. Yeah. Oh, I could do shout outs. Yeah. Shout outs to all my friends. I have bargain store, right? Okay. Like, in the bargain stores, there's some stuff that's already been used and you can sell it again. Like, you can give them, like, old stuff. Sometimes there's, like, blind bags there. Yeah. I gotta go, actually. This is a bit shorter than what I would have usually wanted it to be. I was supposed to make it 30 minutes, but 26, good enough. I get to go. I'm gonna do one tomorrow. I'm gonna do another podcast tomorrow. Please come back again and please listen to me and subscribe. And yeah. Okay, bye.